Bark in the Park. Bark in the Park's been good. I remember vividly when this started. Kitty Yanko's here. Hi, Kitty. It's good to see you.
And luckily she didn't bring a dog in because we have Italian ham from Caputo's.
Yeah, that dog would have gone bonkers.
Oh, yes, yeah. For sure.
This year you have a new location for Bark in the Park. Where are you going to be?
We do. We're pretty excited. We're going to be at Tower Park in Peary Heights.
Beautiful.
And it's amazing. The village of Peary Heights has been so supportive, and
they're
so have the
people.
Businesses.
Yeah. So tell people if they've never been. I at one time, many years ago, maybe when it first started, I think I emceed it or something. I can't even remember. But I remember being there. And I'm not sure what I was doing there, but tell me what it's
That's
about.
Fun.
What happened?
So, you know, 26 years later, there's a chance you were there. There's been a lot of barks over the years.
A lot of barks in that park.
We started out, just a little history, we started the first year at the Peary Humane Society in Paws at that time. The next year and every year after that, we were at the riverfront. So,
okay.
And then, of course, we had a couple years off for COVID. So back in person, which we're super excited about. And then a new location. We're going to give it a shot.
Is it a parade? Is it just hanging out? What is it?
It's, you know, I think at the end of the day, what I want our listeners to know is it is a fundraiser. It's
Perfect.
Our biggest fundraiser.
Okay.
All right. And it's how we bring in money. We're completely nonprofit, very small nonprofit. I have to say that because there's very few of us that are, you know, actually employed there. So we're really
volunteer based and lots of
volunteers, which are amazing and a great board. But the goal is to raise money to help animals, and we stress that it stays local. I mean,
nice.
I can mention names of dogs and cats personally that I know we've helped, and people, you know, it's
nice.
About people too.
How long have you been doing what you do?
I've
your
been
whole
there,
life.
Well, it feels like it. 30 years.
Isn't that
so
great? Think about all the people you've affected.
You
and
know,
dogs and cats and little creatures.
It's
cool.
Personal to me. It
really is.
And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of our organization for, you know, keeping the money local and people knowing that, you know, when they come to an event like Bark in the Park, they're actually helping these animals and people right here in our community.
Let me run through this. Food vendors, dog Olympics, paw printing, painting, raffle baskets, cash raffle, the Mutt Show, dog parade, and all kinds of things going on. How does one, do you need to register? Obviously, you need the fee because this is a fundraiser. So how do we do that part?
So we are not doing registration this year.
Okay.
That's new for us. But we are asking people to purchase the T-shirts.
Okay.
It'll be event day, $30. They were $25. And then just participate in the activities. There's raffle baskets, you know, make donations.
Anything that you can do will help.
Yes, every donation counts. So just, you know, be there and spend some money.
Nice. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. this coming Saturday.
Yes.
At Tower Park, which is a great park. That's a nice area.
Yeah.
That whole area is cool. It's the 26th annual Bark in the Park, the Peoria Humane Society. Please help them. And it's good to see you, Kitty. It's been a while.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
You.